All righty, thank you. All right, well, good afternoon. I call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is a little bit after 3:30 on Thursday, April 7th. I'm present, I'm Julie Fedorchak. Also with me is Commissioner Randy Christman, and Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hufford is on the phone, so we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Randy, do you?
I do not either.
How about you, Sherry?
No, I don't.
All righty, very good. Then there has just been, we don't have any items on consent, and there's just one item on the regular agenda, and it is in my portfolio, so I'm going to move ahead with that. And first, I just want to give a little shout out to staff, Adam, and Jerry, and Shelley, and Victor, and Pamela, and everyone who worked hard in the last day, probably, or less, to get all the pieces together to make it possible to issue this notice today with limited construction schedule in North Dakota and challenging schedules between the three of us commissioners and everybody else involved. We had an open date that was kind of tight to this time, so that's why we had to have the special meeting to get it the notice issued today. So thank you for making that possible. So I'll go ahead with the motion. I move the commission deem complete the combined application for a corridor certificate and a route permit, contingent on filing with the commission at least 14 days prior to the hearing responses to the request for information filed on March 17th of 2022, and issue a notice of filing and public hearing in Bridger Pipeline LLC 16-inch crude oil pipeline McKinsey Golden Valley siting application case number PU-21-48.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. So with this motion, we are calling for a public hearing on this application for May 5th of 2022 at 9 a.m. Central Time at Teddy's Residential Suites in Watford City. On March 10th of this year, Bridger Pipeline LLC filed an amended combined application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit for the location of approximately 80 miles of a 16-inch crude oil pipeline in McKenzie and Golden Valley counties in North Dakota. This is a new pipeline they're constructing. It will go 145 miles total, 80 of those miles in North Dakota, and the rest in Montana, and it will end in Baker, Montana, and ultimately will connect to other pipelines leading to Guernsey, Wyoming, and markets from that location onward. This pipeline, the application, the company says this pipeline will provide the only direct route for Bakken crude oil accessing the trading hub in Cushing, Oklahoma. So we have the normal issues that we're looking at as relating to siting. We look forward to having this hearing in the community of Watford City and hearing more about this application and working through it. So that's all I have to offer on this motion today.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Yeah, I do. I appreciate that you and staff brought this so quickly, because I haven't thoroughly gone through this case yet, but it looks like a really important project. It's a big project that will take some time. Some of it is bordering on rough terrain that will take some work. I feel like us and our staff, by finding a date quickly and even having a special meeting and moving along, are doing our part in making sure that this can proceed quickly. I want to emphasize something that was in the motion, though, that this hinges on them filing some additional information at least 14 days in advance. Not with this company, but in other siting cases in the past. Sometimes when we have gone ahead and scheduled meetings before we had had deemed the application complete, those things tend to come in the day before or at the hearing. And that doesn't give us or the public a very good opportunity to hold a good, thorough hearing. when things are new. So I just want to reemphasize that to hopefully it comes to the company's attention that is an important thing and that they will follow through and have that in so that we have at least the 2 weeks for our staff to review it and for the public to have access to it as well.
That's a good point. And that is, you know, kind of a firm policy to have it at least 14 days prior to the hearing. So would assume that the company is going to be able to do that and we can go forward with this hearing as scheduled. Sherry, any thoughts from you?
I have nothing further to add. I think you both summarized it very good. We're North Dakota, we're in a small construction season. So thank you to the staff who recognized that and to get this scheduled so promptly. So thank you for your hard work.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
Aye.
Sorry. All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Very good. So that's our only item. I will say, too, I looked at the date when we received it. Well, we say anything in the motion that it was, we received the application on March 10th, and we have a goal on staff to deem applications complete and get them on the calendar in about 30 days. And so, good job. You guys made the deadline. And that sometimes isn't always in our control because we have to wait for information back from the companies on questions. So that's, you know, not a hard and fast rule, but it is our goal, and it's nice when we kind of work towards that end and actually can accomplish it. So good job. With that, I think.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Oh, Sherry, who would you like to sign for you in your absence?
Pamela Thompson, please.
Excellent. She is here and smiling, ready to sign your name. All right. With that, we are adjourned. And Dave Thompson is here.